been in the right place. Been a wrong time. I've been in the right seat.
I did. That was called Tender Love, and it's labeled Incomplete Master. I guess incomplete because it didn't have the vocals and all that other cool stuff on it. But that's from the Derek and the Dominoes Layla Sessions from the 20th anniversary edition of Layla and Other Assorted Love Songs. And we started that set off with Right Place, Wrong Time, of course, Dr. John, but with Eric Clapton from VH1 Duets. And we'll be playing more from that in weeks to come. This is 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives. And streaming on the web at WNTI.org. I'm your host, Gary Ault. You're listening to Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. So that's what we're going to be playing tonight. It's all Eric Clapton music. And one song related to Eric Clapton that he's not on. We'll tell you about that in a few minutes. But right now, we're going to hit you up with the question of the week. And if you know the answer, you might want to write down this number, but don't call it yet. 908-852-4545. That's 908-852-4545. And the question is... I'm doing this from memory. Let me set it up a little bit. Eric, of course, played with the Beatles on at least one song that we all know of. And he also played with all four of them individually over the years, either studio or live. So the question is, of all those combinations, the Beatles as a group and Beatles as solo artists, John, George, Paul, and Ringo, what was the first record and song the album and the artist, so let's say, and you could give us a song if you want, whatever. Just give me at least two of those bits of information. The first session that Eric did with the Beatles or one of the solo Beatles. How's that sound? 908-852-4545, and we'll give you a gift certificate to Green Brothers Coffee Roasters in Hackettstown if you get it right. 908-852-4545. Now let's play something from Buddy Guy.
But the blue. I went to the place where we used to go. I went to her house and she don't live there no more. I said, girl, in the morning.
Early in the morning.
I know it's early in the morning. Early in the morning. I ain't got nothing but the blue. I went to a girlfriend's house and she was out. I knocked on the father door and he began to shout. I said, early in the morning.
Early in the morning.
I know it's early in the morning. Early in the morning. I ain't got nothing but the blues.
Yeah, that was Eric Clapton himself from the album Slow Hand. We heard Mean Old Frisco. Started that set off with Buddy Guy from his album Damn Right I've Got the Blues. We heard Early in the Morning. And a nice 3-4-6-8, whatever you want to call it, featuring Eric Clapton on lead guitar there. And that's because this is Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. And I'm your host, Gary Alton. This is 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives, and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. And I'm just going to repeat the question of the week, and I'll give you a tiny, tiny hint. I'll set it up first and then give you a question and just a tiny hint. And if you know the answer, 908-852-4545, you can win a gift certificate to Green Brothers Specialty Coffee Roasters in Hackettstown and also in Sparta. It's known that Eric Clapton played some with the Beatles as a group as well as in individuals, all four of them, John, Paul, George, and Ringo, and either live or in the studio or both. And the question is, what is the first recording that Eric actually recorded? It was the first one he recorded with one of those manifestations of the Beatles, and it was the first one released, at least in the UK. So the hint is that it's not the obvious song that everybody's going to say. Okay, so that's all I'm going to say. It's not the obvious choice. So what is the first track that Eric recorded and was released with either the Beatles or one of the Beatles? So now let's take a break and we'll come back with the Eric influence.
Matt here. Join me Wednesday night from 10 till midnight for The Knife Edge, an exploration of complex musical passages, fantastical lyrics, extreme musicianship, and everything else that made progressive rock razor sharp across the decades. That's The Knife Edge, Wednesday at 10 p.m. on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
The Newton Theater, located on Spring Street in Newton, New Jersey, presenting live music and cultural events throughout the year. Coming to the Newton Theater on June 20th, Graham Parker and The Rumor. More information and tickets available at thenewtontheater.com or by phone 973-383-3700 for the Newton Theater.
Ever listen to WNTI and wonder, what was that song that just played? The online playlist at WNTI.org is a great way to find out. You can learn more about the music we play here on WNTI, from the classics to new music from up-and-coming artists. You can even search our playlists and find out when your favorite artist or band has played. To learn more, check out the WNTI online playlist today at WNTI.org.
And now it's time for the Eric influence. And this is just a shout out to anyone who's calling right now, because I see the phones lighting up. I'm talking right now. You wouldn't have known that because we were in the middle of a break. So it wasn't a bad time to call. But as it turns out, I can't answer the phone yet. So if you wouldn't mind calling back in a minute or so, that would be really cool. So we're going to do the Eric influence now. And what we've been doing, we started doing a couple of weeks ago and we took a little hiatus from it, was the song Crossroads, the old Robert Johnson song, as interpreted most famously by far by Cream, Eric Clapton, Jack Bruce, and Ginger Baker, as recorded at the Winterland Theater out in San Francisco and released on the Wheels of Fire second disc, the live disc. That is by far the most famous version of it and probably one of the most famous guitar solos of all time, maybe even the most famous. It's possible. Eric's not fond of it, but most of us are. And so there have been groups and guitar players who have done versions of that a la Cream, some of them trying to get it almost note for note and just with a little bit of going off a little bit here and there, and others that have just kind of done the feel of it, not necessarily note for note, as a tribute not just to Eric Clapton, but probably to Cream in general, just because it's such a classic song. And this is another obvious one coming up right now, and this is what I said before about how we are going to play everything having to do with Eric Clapton, but this is one exception. So this is referencing Eric Clapton, but he's not on it. It's Rush. Yeah, Alex Lifeson on guitar. So it's I can't really say that Alex, at least I don't know that he's been, you know, especially influenced by Eric's style. I don't know, maybe he was, maybe he wasn't, but certainly influenced by this particular song. So we're going to hear Rush playing Crossroads from Feedback. And you'll, of course, hear Alex Lifeson going off in a totally different direction from Eric, as you might expect. But if you listen to the whole groove, it is definitely Cream. And now it's time for the Judy Moment here at 91.9 WNTI, public radio from Centenary College and where great music lives.
nothing that is wrong, wanting you to stay here with me. I know you got somewhere to go, but don't you make yourself at home and stay with me. Don't you ever leave. Lay down, sir. I rest here in my arms. Don't you think you want someone to talk? Lay down, sir. So soon, I've been trying all night long just to talk. The sun ain't nearly on the rise. We still got the moon and stars above. Underneath the velvet sky, love is all that matters. Won't you stay with me? Won't you ever leave? Lay down, Sally. I rest here in my arms. Don't you think you want someone to talk? Lay down, Sally. No need to leave so soon. I've been trying all night long just to talk to you. Greg Lees. In your face so dreamily. Don't you go and say goodbye. You can lay your troubles down and stay with me. Don't you ever leave. Lay down, Sally. I rest here in my arms. Don't you think you want someone to talk to? Lay down, Sally. No need to leave so soon. Been trying all night long just to talk to you. Lay down, Sally. I rest here in my arms. Don't you think you want someone to talk? Lay down, Sally. No need to leave so soon. I've been trying all night long just to talk to you. I've been trying all night long just to talk to you.
Sorry about that. Sorry, a little mix up there for a second. Hey, that was Running on Faith. Well, first we heard, last we heard Lay Down Sally. Got to get my gears in order here. Lay Down Sally, that's Eric Clapton with Vince Gill from the Crossroads Guitar Festival 2013. And that goes out to Phil in Martin's Creek. I hope I didn't get you mixed up with Doug because two people called around the same time. Really cool story about going to see Jerry Garcia Band and thinking, wouldn't it be a cool thing for the Dead or the Garcia Band or whatever to cover Lay Down Sally? And then he pulls into the concert and guess what? They start with. They open up with Lay Down Sally, so we had to play that in his honor. So thanks for calling, Phil. So we started that set off way back when with Crossroads from the Rush album Feedback, and then we carried on with Cream themselves from BBC Sessions. We heard Rollin' and Tumblin', and then Running on Faith. That was our Judy moment for the week, and that's Eric Clapton from his album Journeyman, and again ended with Lay Down Sally from Crossroads Guitar Festival 2013. So this is 91.9 WNTI. Public radio from Centenary College and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. I'm your host, Gary Ault. You're listening to Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. We're going to take a short break and play you some another request from a fan.
Hi, this is Helen Forster from E-Town. Jose Gonzalez and his band have been selling out shows worldwide, so we're thrilled to have them with us this week. Also joining us, the musical duo Mandolin Orange. And as always, we've got a heartwarming Achievement Award story, too. This week in E-Town, Wednesdays at 9 p.m., right here on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
Lifeline Smartphone and Tablet Repair of Hackettstown, New Jersey. Located at the Mansfield Commons Mall on Route 57, Lifeline offers repair of all smartphones and tablets, including cracked screens and more. Also specializing in PC and Mac diagnostic services. Services available by appointment or walk-in. 908-691-9100 or online at lifelinerepairs.com.
The festival season shifts into high gear as WNTI and Kennedy Event Services bring live music to Knowlton as we present WNTI Stage July 17th, 18th, and 19th at the Knowlton Lions Club Pavilion on Route 46 in Delaware, New Jersey. Another weekend of food, fun, and two stages of non-stop music. The festival begins on Friday night, July 17th at 7 p.m. with the Ed Palermo Big Band paying tribute to the legendary Frank Zappa, followed by area favorites, the Grand Slambovians. Other acts for the weekend include the Smithereens, Steve Forbert Trio, Chubby Checker, Philadelphia Funk Authority, and many local favorites. Tickets available online at WNTIstage.org, so please join us July 17th, 18th, and 19th at the Knowlton Lions Club Pavilion on Route 46 in Delaware, New Jersey. Beer and wine concessions sponsored by the Knowlton Lions Club. No pets and no coolers, please. Free parking. Schedules, tickets, and information available online at WNTIstage.org.
And don't forget, among that mix of music, of course, Spider had to leave a bunch out because there's so much going on. But I wanted to mention that the WNTI band will be playing at noon on Saturday on the main stage. And that's going to be made up kind of like it was last year, but quite different, actually, but still made up of individuals from the station, DJs, on-air DJs, as well as what we call street team people, people that help out the station in various ways as volunteers, all one big family here. And from among that huge group of people, there are a bunch of musicians, and they're going to play various songs for about an hour, starting around noon on Saturday on the main stage at WNTI Stage this year. So that'll be on the 18th. So this song goes out to Jim from Columbia, who is kind enough to call with this great suggestion. Yeah, and that was Eric Clapton with Steve Winwood from live from Madison Square Garden, as requested by Jim from Columbia, New Jersey. That was Dear Mr. Fantasy. Hey, we have an answer to the trivia question here at WNTI 91.9, where great music lives, and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. And the question was, what was the first Beatle or Beatle-related recording that Eric Clapton recorded and was released? And we had one good answer, but I need to tell you, Doug, that it's not correct, because the Dirty Mac, which featured John Lennon, Keith Richards, and Mitch Mitchell and Eric Clapton on the Rolling Stones Rock and Roll Circus song show was recorded December 11th, 1968. What we were looking for is a song that was recorded in 1967, and it was the first release. Well, that's not the first release, but it was an early release from George Harrison from the album Wonderwall Music, and it was recorded well before While My Guitar Gently Weeps was recorded. And at least in the UK, it was released before the White Album. In the United States, it was the other way around, but we kind of answered both of those things. So nobody got the answer right, but a lot of really good guesses. We appreciate that very much. So we're going to play Skiing now from George Harrison, and we're going to finish up with Wynton Marsalis and Eric Clapton.
Villa Milagro Vineyards, located in historic Finesville, New Jersey. Owners Steve and Audrey Gambino use a combination of organic and sustainable farming practices for their European-inspired wines. Open for tastings and private gatherings, Saturday and Sunday from 11 through 5.
Coming up on June 21st, Father's Day.